That's enough. Normal view.
Normal view. Normal view. Normal view. Normal view.
Hello and welcome to the Normal View podcast. I'm Cliff.
And I'm Niall.
And today we're talking about the movie studio that makes a lot of animated movies.
But somebody was so sorry. I really wanted to do it.
it's gonna be a Shrek down. We're talking about DreamWorks, the company that was made to spite Warner Brothers Animation.
You know what? And they did okay.
Yeah. No, it's. You just take a look at like their movies and stuff, and you're like, oh, those are personal digs at people who work at Disney. Like
there's some cult, like not cult classics, but like there's some solid, like there's certain ones that are like, no, this was a solid movie, or this is a pretty good, you know, story.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, what other movie studio can make Smash Mouth, just the
feel-good hit of the summer?
Yes, exactly.
I guess we should talk about Shrek, because that's
Shrek is the poster child for DreamWorks. It's like the first movie that they did that was successful.
It was a good movie. It was just weird. And it was weird at the time. And it's still kind of like weird.
Well, yeah. And it's Jeffrey Katzenberg put so many digs at Michael Eisner in that movie.
Really? So what?
Lord Farquaad is supposed to... He has the same face shape as Michael Eisner.
Oh, really? Is he short?
No, he's not. He's a tall man.
But is it a little bit of a dig?
Yeah, and it's the... because he considered him a tyrant, and he was ruling basically Disneyland, and, you know, like, all this kind of stuff.
Oh, okay. That's really funny.
And it's. I think originally it was going to be, like, you know, instead of Farquaad, it was going to be, like, I think for the shooting script, they used Lord Eisner. And then they realized, I don't want to get, like, sued.
I want to get real sued. I just want to get a shaking fist out of me.
Well, yeah, and there was even like a deleted scene where like they were supposed to have just escaped the dragon's lair, and then they like take this minecart that goes flying through everything, and then at the end takes their picture, and then it's just like, you know, slowly moving, and there's like dwarves like singing in the background. It's just like,
oh, wow, yeah. They really had like a bone to pick.
Oh, yeah, no, it's this is Katzenberg had left Disney, and it was Katzenberg, Spielberg, and another dude, because it's DreamWorks SKG, so it was Spielberg, Katzenberg, I can't think of the third guy's name.
All the best movies are petty movies.
Oh, yeah. And and just like the whole, it was, that movie was kind of weird too, because Mike Myers was not originally going to be Shrek. The person they had Chris Farley was going to be Shrek.
Oh.
And then Chris Farley passed. So, yeah. It's just...
I mean, I'm trying to think about it. Like, I don't think it would have worked well.
Well, yeah, and it wasn't going to be, like, the Scottish accent. It was just going to be Chris Farley being Chris Farley.
So... Oh, that would have been, like, a hypermanic Shrek.
Yeah, and apparently, when they started recording and stuff, Mike Myers tried to do it as close to what Chris Farley was doing. And then he's like, no, we got to go back and re-record everything. Like, this is, I'm going to use this accent. We're going to go with this. And they're like, okay, you're going to like double our budget, but
All right. I guess we have to say, yeah.
Yeah. And then they went back in, they redid it, and it's like, oh, it's perfect.
Yeah. I mean, even that Eddie Murphy for Donkey. And...
Oh, yeah. No, it was Eddie Murphy as Donkey was.
I'll let
one
you
of the
on
best
it.
Things.
I think with Eddie Murphy, or at least for Donkey, would you, I mean, you could say maybe there's ones before that. Would you say that Shrek was kind of one of the starts of where the side character almost gets as popular?
No, that was Aladdin before that.
Okay.
That was
but
Robin
one,
Williams
it's...
as the genie.
Well, that was at least another example of, oh, no, I really like Donkey.
Yeah, no, it's... So basically, it's there's,
yeah, like
there's,
you're just like, no, stop talking.
Let me just mansplain you. There's a big long video essay by YouTuber Lindsay Ellis that talks about the big fight that Robin Williams had with Disney.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, based on all the stuff. And Disney has kind of been chasing that, or really any movie studio has been chasing that, like, hey, we put a celebrity and they'll like that, you know, kind of thing.
I mean, it really has, it feels lately, every animation movie, they don't really pick, like they do to some point, but they don't really pick professional voice actors to do main characters anymore. It's always like The Rock Johnson or someone.
I think, what was it? That's, did you see John Mulaney in the Sack Lunch Bunch?
No, I didn't.
It's really good. Like, I would say, definitely say watch it. So they were doing, like a little sketch thing where the kids were in like a focus group for a movie. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, okay, so did you guys hear any voices that you recognized? And they're like, yeah, it was Cameron Diaz. It's whatever. It's like, yeah, yeah. It's like, oh yeah. And it was so-and-so on this one. It's like, oh yeah, yeah. It's like, and then the one like really effeminate kid was like, and I love that Mandy Patinkin played the dad. Oh, you got Mandy Patinkin. That's great. It's just like,
wait, who played? Wait, Mandy Patinkin played who?
No, it's this isn't like a real movie. This was just their thing where it was like,
oh, okay. It's like, oh, you're the
oh you caught Mandy Patinkin. That's great. Yeah, it's like,
I love Mandy Patinkin.
Yeah, no, it's really okay. So apparently, my alarm to wake up at one went off, and that was fun.
I'm more alarmed that you have an alarm that's like 1 p.m.'s fine to wake up.
No, it's not really to wake up.
Especially our podcast started at noon.
It's more to go to work.
Okay, but yeah. You're doing anyway, okay, Cliff, for anyone listening.
Yeah, but no, it's just like, yeah, that whole like, oh, let's get a celebrity to voice it. It's like, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, it does work sometimes. Sometimes it really doesn't.
Yeah.
And then sometimes it's like with Toy Story, Tom Hanks is a great Woody, and Tim Allen's a good Buzz Lightyear.
Oh, yeah.
And all that. But then there's some just like, ooh.
You know, it's, let's see, I think, so of all the Shrek movies, I think Shrek 2 was the best, personally.
Weirdly, like, the first one obviously sets it up, and it had a fun, all right, you know.
Yeah.
They kill a frog and snake and make them into balloons and make them float up into eternity.
Which gets really dark when you realize, in the second movie, Fiona's dad is a frog.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that was some, like, she just needed to go to therapy.
Yeah, that's a catharsis. Like, oh, lock me in a tower. I'll blow you up into a balloon.
Yeah, the second one was actually pretty solid for a sequel.
Oh, yeah.
It was the, were they the one where it's like, oh, they don't even have dental? Is that the second one?
I want to remember that one. Line, but it's just,
oh, it's where they're, I can't remember even in what capacity, but it was Shrek and Donkey. They're trying to get through something. They're trying to talk to the witch lady, and she has a receptionist, and like, oh, we're with the Southern program, blah blah blah. It's like, do you have this? And then the reception's like, you know, we don't even get dental. And then Shrek's like, they don't even get dental. The donkey. It was really funny. And then even like when the witch or the fairy godmother lady, she's like, you know what I have to do now, and I hate to do it. And then she goes to a drive-thru. She's like, hi, can I get a number 4? She's like, ruin my calories this week.
Yeah, it's, and I love the fact that, like, Fiona, like, far, far away where she's from, it's just Hollywood. Like, it's just,
yeah, she lives in Hollywood.
Yeah, and it's, I love the, like, you know, there's a Starbucks on the corner, and then, like, something crashes into it, and they all run to the Starbucks across the street. Like, it's just,
yeah. And then I like that, because for that movie, the Shrek was made into a human man.
Oh, yes.
And I like that they didn't make him look like, well, I like that they didn't make him look like Mike Myers, or because usually they try to make it look like the voice of the guy. They're like, no, we're going to make him pretty.
Well, he did look a little bit like Mike Myers, like the brand stuff. But
it's no, and like, no bashing him, but like usually it's like really on the nose or something.
Oh yeah, no.
But no, those are solid movies. After the second one, I feel like you should stop.
Yeah. Well, and then Shrek the Third, which we saw in the movie theaters, and I'm sure you have no memory of.
And maybe, but it's like the third and the fourth one are kind of blurred together for me.
Yeah. See, the third one had, I think it was Justin Timberlake as a prince, you know?
I don't even have any knowledge about that.
Yeah. And then, honestly, the last one, the fourth Shrek with Rumpelstiltskin, I think you just wipe the third one out of everyone's memory, and that one is a decent movie, you know?
Yeah, it. And then Puss in Boots was like, okay, solid movie. That they did it again where Puss in Boots was popular, so they gave him a movie.
Yeah, no one thought Antonio Banderas was going to be a voice actor.
No, but here he is. Yeah. You know. But okay, so it's enough for Shrek. What else would you consider a good DreamWorks movie?
Well, DreamWorks also had a movie that we saw at a convention, actually. It was one of the first times we went to WonderCon. We went to the movie theater and we saw The Croods.
Oh, that's when we saw The Croods?
That's when we saw The Croods, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we were like, yeah, no, but hey, I thought it was a good movie. And it's Nicolas Cage as like the dad. And that's perfect to have the crazy, crazy actor play the dad. Yeah. And he's like,
I mean, yeah, and the second one's out right now too.
Yeah, and Danielle and I are gonna go see it. So,
oh, that's the movie you guys are gonna go see.
For people who will hear the week after this,
yeah, you're like, how was it? It was okay. Well, I don't know. It's like there's so honestly with DreamWorks movies, there's a lot just throughout childhood. I'm like, oh yeah, that one was good. Oh yeah, that one was good.
And then stuff where you're like, oh, that was DreamWorks, you know.
Yeah, like even Boss Baby has like a memory for me because when I was working at the movie theater at the time, my our main boss, our general manager, had the same kind of hair and eye color as the Boss Baby guy.
Yeah.
So there was this one thing during a Christmas holiday party, one employee was trying to get him to stand next to the Boss Baby poster. And we did. It was great. And he knew. We used to call, like, as soon as the trailer came out, he already knew. Like, he felt it in his soul that we were going to, like, look at him and go, we're like, why did you do a movie?
Baby's such a weird movie, too. I mean,
it is such a weird, it's like, especially the kid's kind of a jerk because he doesn't want a new sibling. And he's like, no, let's just get rid of him. It's fine. And you're like, geez.
I'm not saying it's a bad movie, but it's just like, it's funky.
It's a very funky movie, but I really like it because it reminds me of my boss. And it was just, I remember, because my boss, he wasn't like a teenager or anything like that, but he was young looking.
Oh, yeah.
So once we saw it, we're like, oh my God, it's him. And then one time I was in charge of the employee of the month, like handing it out. And I usually had my boss sign it, you know, to give it to the employee. But that week, my boss was out of town. So I just printed a picture of Boss Baby and put that where his signature was. That was good, perfect. Though. They loved it. But I just thought it, ugh. But I like that movie a lot. I think it's really weird that they have a Netflix show. I think that's stupid. I think they should have killed it, but whatever.
Well, another big DreamWorks franchise that was like way too many movies, Madagascar.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's the same, with Ben Stiller and like with, who's
Chris Libra? Rock.
Yeah. Chris Rock, yeah. Who's the hippo?
Jada Pinkett Smith.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Which wow.
Kind of interesting, like, you know.
It is very weird. And then, I mean, the first movie was solid.
And then Melman the Giraffe, he was the dude from Friends. Like,
Yeah, the movie was solid, but I will give it, they gave us the penguins.
Yeah, Penguins of Madagascar, I think, are better than any of the Madagascar movies.
Oh, no, that was it's weird. Like, people talk about it on YouTube, how weirdly good that movie is.
Oh, yeah. No, and even the TV show they did after, where it was just, you know, the Penguins of Madagascar, like, it's...
Yeah, it's just kind of a solid movie.
And I think the best thing about those penguins was it wasn't any big celebrities that did them. It was actually voice acting veterans that were like, you know, it's like, no, it's because you had, Kowalski was the same dude that did Schnitzel and Bender and John DiMaggio. Yeah. And it's just like, you know, you let voice actors do their stuff and there you go.
It's a fun movie.
Yeah.
Some other ones I think were probably really solid. I remember I really liked Over the Hedge.
Yeah, was that with DreamWorks?
Yes, that was DreamWorks.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, that was just kind of the story of, like, was it the raccoon or something? Yeah. They were taking trash, and they're like, no, look, you can take city trash and, like, take their food and all that. And then the whole exterminator is trying to get them, and then, they get in the house. It was just a solid, fun movie.
That was actually the movie that introduced me to the musician Ben Folds.
Really?
Yeah, because he did his song Rockin' the Suburbs was in that movie. Yeah,
that's funny. Like,
oh, it's got other good stuff, too.
You're like, oh, nice. But no, that's just like that's just a silly little, like, 2006, you know?
Yeah.
But it's just one of those fun little, like, oh, that's really fun. Like, it had those solid, funny moments.
Oh, yeah. And it's just, you had, like, the best of, like, improvisers and stuff. Because I believe it had Catherine O'Hara and Eugene Levy in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you had Avril Lavigne and...
Yeah. Oh, my God. I forgot the voice
actor. She was playing a porcupine. And her dad was William Shatner. Like,
yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
And then,
weren't porcupines. They were possums.
Yeah, they
were
possums.
That's why they had Shatner, because he overacted dying every time.
Oh, my God. That was good for them to do that.
Yeah, no, it was good.
But one movie, it was a good movie, but it's just a weird premise of, like, Megamind.
Oh, yes. That's another Will Ferrell movie that I'm sure people are like, normally I don't like Will Ferrell, but...
Will Ferrell, but he was okay in this one. Yeah, and then Brad Pitt's the main superhero, and then the whole premise is that they have their battles all the time, and then all of a sudden it looks like he died for real, and then the villain's like, yay! And then afterward he's like, wait,
I have nothing to do. Yeah,
I have nothing to do now. And then he kind of ends up learning that the villain was never really that bad. He's just liked fighting with his buddy.
Well, yeah, and he's not evil. He just puts on the, like, I guess, visual of being evil, you know?
Yeah, and then he ends up trying to make a new superhero so he can fight with them.
Oh, yeah, and that turned Jonah Hill. Terribly, yeah.
Yeah, and Jonah Hill was like, well, I'm just going to murder you. And he's like, well, no, you just fight and leave.
There's a hierarchy here. This is...
Yeah, and then they figured out, and then it turns out that Brad Pitt had just, like, he was just bored.
And
so he was in a man cave eating.
Yeah, it's just like...
Yeah, he just gained weight, and he was just like, he walked by, he was like,
Yeah. Yeah, no, they're, like, at his lair trying to, like, find something, and then it's just, like, it's him in a bathrobe, like, eating chicken, and he's like,
he's like, hey, guys.
Yeah.
I'm trying to avoid talking about this one, just because... It's just like, it's the epitome of, like, wow, they really did it, huh? Is the B-movie?
B-movie was not a terrible movie.
No, it's not. And that's the upsetting thing, too, that it wasn't a terrible movie.
Yeah.
But it's basically Jerry Seinfeld going...
As a B.
As a B. And he just made a really long Seinfeld episode with somewhat of a plot.
Yeah, no, and it's the whole thing is, like, the bees are suing humans for taking honey. Like,
yeah, because he realizes that humans have been taking the honey for, because he falls in love with the human girl.
Yeah.
And then, like, even her boyfriend's like, what, do you love him? And then she's like, well, and he's like, he's a bee. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Even the villain's kind of the most sane one, because it's like, he's a bee.
Well, yeah, and at one point they're doing, like, the courtroom scene. And bringing in a whole bunch of people, and, like, they're suing Sting, like,
and then John Goodman's the lawyer.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's hilarious.
Yeah,
and it's turned into a meme because somebody decided they wanted to do editing.
Yeah,
you've seen the, like, you know, B movie, but every time someone says B, it's like the entire plot of whatever. Like, it's.
Oh, wow. Yeah, there was one where, yeah, every time someone said B, it restarts the whole movie.
Yeah.
Or one that every time they said B, it gets, like, 1% faster, and it just gets faster and faster.
Yeah, no, that one, I think it ended in, like, 20 minutes for an hour and a half movie. Like.
Yeah, it was, if you've never, I mean, I'm surprised if anyone hasn't seen it, but it's a good movie. It's just. You look at it and go, it's good, but why?
Well, yeah, again, it's Seinfeld with insects. Like,
Yeah, and like they made a video game too.
Yeah, that was
And
weird. Like
the video game was even weirder. And
it's a comedy. It's like, what do you do?
one of the I'll give that was actually pretty good too was Kung Fu Panda.
Oh yeah, Kung Fu Panda was good, and I think it owes mainly to Jack Black. Like
Oh yeah, Jack
he
Black
put the
kind of made
most
that
effort
movie.
into that, and that was another one of those like Antonio Banderas is a voice actor. It's like, oh, we have Jackie Chan playing a monkey. Like
Okay.
he doesn't speak English well. Like
Yeah, and then was the Angelina Jolie was Tigress
yeah,
and
like why do we have Angelina Jolie as the voice actor? Like, I
it
understand it's to like get people in the seats, but it's just like no. Like
especially to get people in
yeah.
the
Anyway,
like how you say. But it's a good move. It like you know because it you know teaches him like he learns Kung Fu. He finds out. A big panda finds out this goose isn't his dad.
yeah, it's like you're not my real dad. Like,
And he's like, it's kind of obvious. I mean.
yeah. Well, yeah, and it's just the story about believing in yourself and you can do stuff and all that kind of stuff, you know?
Do
Because
you have an
he's.
oh well, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. No, what did you?
Do you have an older DreamWorks movie that you want to talk about?
Yeah, there's one that was just kind of the ultimate in like, obviously, you're doing this despite Disney. So, a Pixar movie came out, one of my favorites, actually. It's got Dave Foley as the main character. It's Ants, and
Oh my God, that
it's a
was off.
really good movie, you know? And
It's
then
weird.
right before Bug's Life came out, Ants did. Like
Oh, so they came out before Bug's Life?
yeah. And they did it just to spite Disney.
I feel like Ants came out and then Disney went, I'm really sorry about that. Here's our good movie.
No, it's they knew that Bug's Life was in production and they're like, oh, we gotta get something out quick. And it's a Woody Allen movie. Like
It's very weird.
it's weird, yeah. And it's got
It's an adult movie with ants.
yeah, because it's got Woody Allen playing the main ant, and it's
Which
got
bothers me more than now that I know that.
oh yeah, and then it's got Sylvester Stallone as like his brother, and just
Yeah, or
like
his friend or something, yeah.
yeah, and it's just like it's weirdly adult, and it's just like
Yeah, it's just it was and then yeah, like where the warrior ants went to go fight and they like go in this gruesome war where like ants' heads are getting chopped off and like
yeah.
this is dark.
Yeah. And it's just like, ugh.
That.
And
It's just like
well,
ugh.
yeah, and it's like it was one of the several DVDs where it's like, oh yeah, no, we'll get this. It's cool. And
Yeah,
it's
it's
just like,
very.
no, no, yeah.
Did you like a well no, because well we probably should talk about that one just because of your wife, the How to Train Your Dragon series.
Oh yeah, no, that I've watched all those movies, and then I haven't watched any of the Netflix series, but
I haven't either. Your wife
yeah,
probably has.
probably. Yeah, wife.
But no, I mean talk about it. You
Well, yeah, and
know.
it's kind of interesting because it's like, you know, kind of skinny kid lives with Vikings because it's like his dad's the leader of the Vikings, but he's not like Viking material, basically. And like they have dragons that they're fighting with and stuff, and then he realizes that you can train the dragons and all that kind of stuff. And they go and they like save the dragons from the oppression they're under, and then the dragons come live with them. But like during the big final battle, he like loses his leg.
Which
And
is wild for a kids movie, I feel.
yeah, but it also kind of has this whole, disability positive stuff. Like,
Yeah, and then
just
they
'cause you lost
continued
your
it.
leg doesn't mean you can't do anything, you know?
Yeah, and they built him a thing because he was good at building stuff, so you build him like a
Well,
fake
yeah.
leg.
Oh, yeah, Craig Ferguson was like the armorer dude who like, he only had one hand, and it's just like every like multi-tool that he created of his
Yeah.
other hand, yeah. And the dragon that he like helps rescue Toothless has half of his tail wing like ripped off, so he like builds a new thing for him and like all that kind of stuff. So
no, it's a very, it's actually, that one was one of those like, oh, this was like a fun movie to watch, like this is a good movie. It wasn't pandering, it wasn't, you know.
Yeah, that was also one that was, it went on like with the next movie and the next movie kind of thing, like mm-hmm. the story built. It wasn't like, oh, here's the same characters in a different story. It's they're growing, they're maturing, they're turning into people. And like,
yeah, it was almost like a slight like Hunger Games, like time keeps passing and they're yeah. getting older.
Oh yeah. And then like the kid Hiccup, he like marries his girlfriend and they have kids and like the whole thing. It's like, you know, there's actual resolution at the end of that, you know?
Yeah.
It's not just like, oh yeah, it's a thing, it's cool, it's yeah.
But I remember, I mean, that one's a good movie. And then I think I saw this the other day. It was Monsters vs. Aliens.
Oh, I loved Monsters vs. Aliens.
Yeah, it's so, because it's got so many good people in it, and it has Hugh Laurie in it, and it's yeah. got like
Hugh Laurie as a Dr. Cockroach. Like, it's
yeah, and then
Seth Rogen as the Blob thing. That's the most hilarious.
Oh yeah, Bob. Yeah. Oh, that I remember. I completely forgot about the very end, and it made my dad and I laugh really hard again when he found a piece of Jell-O, and it's like, you know, me and Derek, like, we've moved on. I've met someone. They're beautiful. They have clumps of pineapple in them. And then as he's doing it, he takes the plate, shoves it in his face, and goes, whoa, and, like, shakes the plate. And then my dad away. Just started, like, yeah, scream laughing because we forgot.
You forgot about it. That's, like, the best part of the movie.
I just forgot. And, no, the cast is, like, yeah, Rainn Wilson is the alien dude. Yeah. Yeah, Reese Witherspoon's the girl, Susan. Like, yeah. The Susan.
Yeah. And then, what is it, Will Arnett in his pre-Bojack as the, like,
yeah, creature from the Batmagoon, yeah. Yeah, before, like, Lego Batman and all that.
Yeah.
And Bojack, he was the missing link. Hugh Laurie was Dr. Cockroach. Stephen Colbert was the president.
Yes, and he plays it perfectly. Like, it's just...
Yeah, Paul Rudd was Derek. And just, yeah. it's so good.
Paul Rudd's in everything, jeez.
And then... It's a lot of the Office cast, too. Like, the news reporter was Ed Helms, who played yeah. Andy on The Office. John Krasinski played this, like, short character where he was just, like, a boyfriend in a car.
Yeah.
It's really weird. And, yeah, and, but,
Well, I think it's because of Rainn Wilson.
Yeah. Oh, probably. Like, hey, put him in. Yeah. But there's this funny, just little bits of, like, it's like, well, the Invisible Man escaped, and then both of them are like, no, he died of a heart attack years ago. We just didn't want to tell you. He's like, he died over on that chair. In fact, he's still there. And it's just like, oh.
Yeah, that's... Well, and that was also around the time where America knew Hugh Laurie as House. They didn't yeah. know him as any kind of comedic person.
Oh, he's really funny.
For those who don't know, Hugh Laurie is like one of the best comedians. Like, he just does really hilarious stuff. Like, if you ever see the show he did with Stephen Fry, A Bit of Fry and Laurie, those are like the best sketches I think I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, you showed me one. I've seen a little bit, but you showed me one the other day, and it was just great.
Oh, yeah. Now, and they were also, they did Jeeves and Wooster, where basically Stephen Fry played Jeeves, the... butler that like takes care of Mr. Wooster, and like it's this whole thing of like, yeah, no, I have all these great wonderful plans, and then Jeeves has to fix everything, like,
yeah,
is like, you know, it's like trying to pull his head out of a box, and he's just standing like, very good, sir.
yeah he's really funny, you should check him out.
And it's just like, and that was a perfect role for him with Dr. Cockroach, is it's just like him being his most British.
Yeah, and then we don't talk about Shark Tale, and then we move on.
Yeah, also Trolls.
I haven't seen any of Trolls. I'm against it.
Well, and Shark Tale was another one of those, because Finding Nemo had just come out recently when they put out Shark Tale.
Yeah, I like the joke that someone put with Shark Tale, was when they're all sitting around the table, the sharks, and then they wrote Irishman 2019.
Well, to be fair, it's the cast of the Irishman.
It was just super funny.
Yeah.
And then also, too, that cast is like, oh, we have to make a movie really quick. Let me just get Will Smith, Renee Zellweger, Jack Black, Angelina Jolie, Martin Scorsese,
yeah.
Robert De Niro. Like,
and it's like, Scorsese, really? You're not having him direct or anything. You're just having him be a voice?
And he probably thought it was fun, but it was just, okay.
Well, yeah, it's just like, eh.
Very weird.
And then, you know, I think he probably, he directed Wolf of Wall Street, like, dressed like a fish.
he's just really into that character.
Yeah. He's like, you guys remembering Shark Tale? We're going to do it like this.
Yeah, I know this one has been really popular, but I know I've probably seen it, but I don't remember. Road to El Dorado.
Oh, yes. That
it's
was
a solid, I know it's a solid movie. I just can't remember it much.
It's up there with Emperor's New Groove with, like, you know, Mesoamerican comedy.
Yeah. It's like, oh, son, can't do it. Son says no.
Yeah, no, it's great. And, like, it's the... it's basically a Bob Hope, Bing Crosby, Road to Whatever movie.
Just yeah, I know that.
Different people. And it's hilarious. And apparently it was meant to be some kind of huge, epic, like, you know, in the vein of Prince of Egypt, kind of like serious thing.
Movie. Yeah.
And then they're like, no, we're making a comedy.
Oh, yeah, it was great. And also, I mean, to even talk about Prince of Egypt, it's one of the most almost accurate, with at least representation. They're not all white.
Yeah.
You know, the characters weren't all white. And then, like, it's beautiful. The art's amazing. It's just mm-hmm. beautiful scenes. And then they do a live action and Christian Bale's the, you know. It's just very. Yeah.
No, it's. It's up to, it is the Ten Commandments animated. That's what Prince of Egypt is. That's all it is.
But it's like, beautiful. And I mean, a lot of people, regardless of how they feel about anything, they were like, no, it's a good movie.
Well, yeah. And it was like one of those where it's like everyone in Hollywood was like, you know, so whoever made it called in a ton of favors because it had everybody.
Yeah, no, it had Val Kilmer as God.
Yeah.
It was just a lot of impact.
Well,
Michelle
that's how
Pfeiffer.
He sees himself anyway.
Yeah, Michelle Pfeiffer, Patrick Stewart, Sandra Bullock, Steve Martin, Jeff Goldblum, Danny Glover, Martin Short, Helen Mirren.
Yeah, you got Helen Mirren in an animated movie.
Good, I mean, good for you. But yeah, it's a beautiful movie.
Okay, well, I think on that note, we are at our time. So,
all right.
DreamWorks more than we thought we had to talk about. I say.
Yeah, DreamWorks, it's a solid, you know, movie company, and I think it definitely sometimes competes with Disney. I mean, I'm sure Disney will disagree.
Yeah.
And sue us.
Well, no, it kind of, I will say, Road to El Dorado kind of killed their 2D animation, though.
I know, I love 2D animation. I'm so bummed that people just go, oh, we don't do that anymore. It's like, no, it's pretty, do it.
Well, yeah, now it's, you know, you'll get independent studios here and there, so.
Yeah. All right. Well, next week will be Christmas, so it'll be nice to see everyone or not see
next
everyone.
Next week will be Christmas. Not this week. Not the week before. Next week, wink, wink, will be Christmas.
Why can't you just let me have anything?
Because I'm your brother.
All right. Well, it's been fun. I've been Nile.
I've been Cliff.
Normal view.
Normal view.
That's enough. Normal view.